What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Kazmatch Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into an action-packed Friday Night SmackDown, last one of the month.
I am super excited with our main event, which we will get to, Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns, as if Daniel Bryan loses, he leaves SmackDown forever. His career is over. Let's kick it right off with Bianca Belair, the SmackDown Women's Champion. Welcome, everybody, to Friday Night SmackDown, interrupted by Dirty Dogs, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler, who actually say they should be kicking off the show tonight as champions. Then the Street Profits interrupt, then followed by Bayley, who then takes the mic and then laughs at the new SmackDown Women's Champion as a brawl breaks out, leading to a tag team match with Bianca and the Street Profits versus Bayley and Dirty Dogs, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Matt, this match was pretty good back and forth. The match ends with the famous kiss of death from Bayley, onto Bayley, excuse me.
Yep, as Roode rolls up Dawkins, but Belair actually breaks it up as Ford and Angelo hit their finish onto Robert Roode for that big win. Hey, let's jump right to Caleb Braxton next in the back with Dan O'Brien talking about his match versus Roman Reigns tonight. Of course, Dan O'Brien scared and determined at the same time, and he says when he wins, he is going to give his title shot to Cesaro. Cesaro is the first one in line. We then see Seth Rollins in the back favoring Daniel Bryan to win his match tonight, saying Cesaro will not get a title shot from Bryan after Seth actually challenges Cesaro to a match next week, which we'll see what Cesaro has to say about that later on.
Yeah, and then next up we had Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax in the back talking about the disrespect that they've been getting from all the female superstars in the back lately.
Yeah, as Tamina and Natalya actually attacked them. Oh man, you have to talk about disrespect, and then this leads to a tag team four-way match as it gets underway. Both teams, you know, even on their fight, as the match does close out, Tamina actually headbutts Shayna Baszler off the top rope and then crushes her with that superfly splash to get that win. Happy to see Tamina and Natalya get a win.
Yeah, I must tell you, Matt, I really like this team. I mean, Natalya, the veteran, helping out like Tamina, who really hasn't gotten a shot in the WWE. This team is really gaining steam.
I can't agree more. And then we see Shinsuke keeping it rolling forward. We see Shinsuke in the back saying Daniel Bryan has a lot to lose tonight, which he is not wrong. As if he does, Shinsuke will indeed be waiting in the corner next for the champ, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and then we see Dominic Mysterio and his father talking in the back about how they should get some WWE tag team gold.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Kind of reminiscent of the good old days with you seeing Rey Mysterio as a champion. But I wouldn't mind seeing them as tag team champs before Rey Mysterio certainly does retire and Dominic kind of takes his coattails. But let's move forward from a happy type of segment to a darker type of segment. Aleister Black in the back in a dark room talking about his past in high school, but like all lies about prom, college, I don't know. But then afterwards, Black says he could give us what we need to escape, but he won't, and then slams the book shut as we fade to black. No idea what that was about.
I'm really intrigued to see what this angle is all about that the WWE gave Aleister Black in his return. We then see Big E in the back with Apollo Crews. Big E claiming that he will be a three-time Intercontinental Champ before the night is over.
Yes, sir. As we then cut to the New Day on their predictions for tonight's match with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Looks like they're trying to hype this match up big time. I mean, it is a big match, but Woods picking Daniel Bryan and Kofi then picking Roman Reigns. And then we cut to action next with Big E actually taking on Apollo Crews for that Intercontinental Championship title after a good few minutes. These two certainly have a great match. Apollo goes for a slam, but Big E actually intercepts with the big ending as he goes for a pin, but his alliance disease pulls him out of the ring, ending the match in a DQ before Big E definitely would have gotten that win and throws him right into the ring post. Big E must
be. Yeah, Big E needs a partner of his own, certainly, if he's going to be going up with Apollo Crews and that giant Aziz, man. Got to even the odds.
Yeah, well, talking about evening the odds, Aziz attacks him after the match as KO finally then comes to Big E's aid. Sammy then runs down and then Huluva kicks Kevin Owens after receiving that other end of the Nigerian nail from Aziz.
We then cut to Cesaro in the back as he accepts Seth's challenge for a match next week.
Ooh, I am excited for that. As then we cut to Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns before Roman's battle later tonight with Dan O'Brien. Paul Heyman saying that everybody at home thinking tonight is Dan O'Brien's night. Yes, yes, yes. But will he win? No, no, no. Well, let's keep forward because I am super excited. This match finally kicks off what we've been all waiting for. Oh man, we see Daniel Bryan hit those few drop kicks and then he hits some uppercuts. And then Roman actually hits a hard power bomb, still not able to put Daniel Bryan away. And then finally, after a yes slap onto Bryan from Bryan to Roman, he eventually power bombs Daniel Bryan and then later goes for a guillotine as Bryan passes out, ending this match. Daniel Bryan off of SmackDown for the rest of his career, and Roman Reigns still your head of the table Universal Champion.
Hey, could we see Daniel go to Raw, man? Imagine the matches that he could have on Raw. Maybe
not like
become
he's
a Universal Champion.
Not like he's done from the company. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Raw. I honestly thought that this was the end, but after the match, Reigns actually goes to set up a concerto onto Daniel Bryan, but Cesaro actually runs down trying to save Daniel Bryan from the madness, actually uppercutting Roman, throwing him out of the ring, but then is attacked by Jey Uso, who then ties down Cesaro to the ropes as Roman actually finishes that concerto onto Daniel Bryan to then close SmackDown.
Yeah, putting a stamp on his victory for sure, stealing the concerto from Edge, man. I mean, poor Daniel Bryan after a hard-fought match, man. We know he's had neck issues and, you know, head issues in the past. This certainly couldn't have helped.
It's not the end of the world for Daniel Bryan, but I know his time is certainly cutting close, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens with him in the near future. Maybe he will end up on next week's Raw or maybe even NXT. You don't even know, but we will
have to wait. Oh, man, imagine those matches that he could have.
Yes, sir. Well, we see you guys very soon for a NASCAR and a Monday Night Raw recap. We will keep you guys posted. Thank you for sticking with us. And always, stay safe and peace out.
See you guys.